You know, the urge to sing in the jungle is only a whim away.
Oh, Jesus. I actually thought you were going to go with Christopher Walken.
A whim
Walken.
Away.
Yeah, a whim away, a whim away,
a whim away, a whim the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. All right there, Billy Corgan. Calm down.
This is Hack the Dino, where we bring you blood ears. That's right. Your number one place to have your eardrums burst and blood splurt out the side holes of your head. We're happy to bring that service to you because we enjoy torture. That's right. We're like the United States. I am Ben Rosenthal, the main provocateur of Floppy.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh.
Okay. There you go.
Sure. Let's go.
Floppy, tell us about your
provocations. Right. Well, I think we're probably going to see some of the provocations.
Oh, really?
And provoking. Oh. And one of the things in some of the games we're going to talk about tonight.
Oh, what are we talking about?
We're talking about weird games and would you play them?
Weird games.
Which brings us on to our guest.
Oh, we have a guest.
To my left.
And weighing in at.
The Wizard of Weird Games, the wonderful Anja.
That's me.
So, Angie, what have you been up to for the past week? Since we last saw you for the first cool? part of the show.
The whole week?
Yeah, the whole week.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Last week.
I'm a bit of a social faux pas wearing the same thing, but I don't cast judge.
I know.
When you look good, you stay. Just look good, keep rocking it.
That's right.
One outfit, just ride it through to the end.
That's, you know? Funnily enough, why I've never grown my hair back. Because I look good like a used condom.
I was going to go with a pencil, but sure. Used condom. You didn't just go a condom. You went used.
Well, otherwise it's not used. Full.
Oh. No, I think and visually.
This is really getting into a territory I want to move away from.
That's what my girlfriend says.
Every night.
Every night? Are you kidding me? Who's got that stamina? Jesus. Anyway, what are you talking about? Video games!
Hey.
We're going to talk about weird games. We're going to also venture into our game club and see what we've been playing for the last fortnight and what we're going to play for the next.
Brayden!
Hi.
What have you been playing for the past fortnight?
I've mainly been playing trying to manage this absolute garbage fire of a podcast. And try to keep that on the rails.
I mean,
unsuccessfully.
Why bother? Why do you bother? It's been like 7 years, Brayden.
That's true. I should really learn. And hey,
6.5 years of those, it's been off the rails completely.
True. I'm trying to find the rails and they're just gone.
You're right. You're smelting your own iron and building those rails.
Laying the track as it goes.
That's right. Speaking of laying tracks, I'm not going to go there. Oh. But I am going to go here. Have you played the floppy game yet, Angie?
I've not. I've heard about it.
You've heard about it?
Many stories.
Well, you can play it for free if you head on over to hackthedino.com.
Or you're coming to the Toy Fair, aren't you?
I sure am.
You can probably buy a cartridge.
I might have to. Might have to, yeah.
Maybe there's even a Goatsy edition. Game of the sexy year.
Yeah. Angie, you ever been to Goatsy.com?
I have not.
You aware of Goatsy.com?
I am not aware of
just
this.
Just do me a favor when you get home on your own internet. look up Mr. Hands for me.
Don't, please don't.
You like horses.
You know, you're treading on bad ground.
Because I know someone who really likes horses. It's Mr. Hands. Well, he liked horses.
Angie loves goats.
Oh, really?
Loves goats.
I don't
goats
love where this is going.
What's one of your favorite games?
I won Goat Simulator 3.
Mm. In fact, possibly. Quick story. This copy of Goat Simulator 3 down here. Angie convinced me to buy it. Would you say one of your favorite games of all time?
Easily.
How many hours have you put into it?
I think I'm coming up to about 100, maybe.
So
last time I checked.
My youngest son, Thomas, really wanted to play this. And so I decided to buy it. And Angie convinced me. And I got it from Angie. And inside is a note. I don't know if you
kept the note.
I kept the note. It says, "For Floppy, you are in the presence of greatness beyond human comprehension. do not squander this blessing.
And I've always said that. I stand by that.
And did Bobby indeed squander?
I don't think he did. No.
He's had many vows played at my house.
Yeah.
Have you platinumed this particular game?
Don't play it very often, but Thomas plays it all the time and I play it with him. He loves it. And every now and again, I'll just send Angie photos of him playing it with the weird and wacky builds that he makes.
Angie, love for the it. People who don't know, what is Goat Simulator 3?
Oh, it's really hard to explain. Mm. Just very wacky physics sandbox featuring goats, pigs, sharks on skateboards and very cursed bananas that throw banana chunks at you and make you into a banana, and I don't know how else to describe it.
Is there actually a story?
Yeah.
Because there are objectives, aren't there?
They're sort of like, so it's a very quite open world, open map. There's little objectives along the way, mostly just silly little things, but there is, I guess, like an overarching storyline to a degree, as much as you would think there would be. A bit of a thin one, but it's incredible, honestly. I can't praise it enough.
It's weird that I don't play it a lot because it is the wacky kind of unhinged. What the fuck is that nightmare fuel?
That's an abominana. You haven't seen abominanas?
It's called an abominana.
Abominana is what it's called.
Do you have a favorite build for your goat?
Well, you can get Crocs in game, which Crocs. You might have seen. I always have actually, for copyright purposes, they're called gaiters. I have my gaiters on.
Gibbets?
No gibbets, unfortunately. So just maybe in an update.
a little peek into the background. You love Crocs.
Sure
and you
do.
You taught me that the little things that you stick on the Crocs, the shoes, are called gibbets.
Yep.
Angie is in my phone. Her name in there is Gibbet Queen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Look at this
rightly
game.
What a
so. Weird. Look at that tongue.
Oh, what an amazing game. This is for the anniversary update, this footage here. They brought back the NPCs from the first one. You can open up like a void and bring back the NPCs from the first Goat Sim. And then they stand there and just do their little dance.
I reckon you'd get into this, Ben.
I probably would. I'm watching it now going, yeah, this looks pretty cool.
Fantastic.
It looks
do
like
it.
A Ben game.
Do it.
One that I can just yell at.
It is beyond comprehension. Splendid. Do not squander it, Ben.
No, don't do it.
This is a pretty weird game, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Any other weird games kicking about that I might be interested in?
Funny you should say that.
Oh, look at that segue!
Excuse me.
Nice.
Fucking nailed that shit!
What a... fuck, that was loud. I think you'd say Benway. No, actually, Benway would have been really bad. That
Brayden,
was actually quite good.
Rank that segue.
7.
That was S tier. That was an S tier segment.
Oh, you're going into like
Street Fighter?
Yeah. Is it sad that my point of reference for if something is S tier is Sonic Heroes on the PlayStation 2?
Yes, that is sad.
Fair.
Incidentally, I got that game for $3.
Valid. Good game.
Half and half. I don't even know.
Ah.
Anyway, you didn't answer the question, Brayden.
Just say S, Brayden.
Yes.
Good.
All right, so we have. I know that Angie's got a
who?
Angie.
Who?
Angie.
Thank you.
Has quite a love. Quite a love for weird games. Ben likes to see weird games. Brayden's never heard of these weird games.
I have blank links on my screen.
Yeah,
they
I literally
are just listed as
I
game
also
one.
Have no idea what Floppy's about.
So
to
I've.
Talk about.
Now, I will say I don't have a PC, so I scoured kind of Steam and have found some weird games. You guys may have heard of these. Or I had never heard of these, most of these. And there are times when I was putting this list together that I was laughing out loud on my own at home with tears because this shit is fucking weird.
Well, way to build it up.
So, I've got a list of games on there. No one else can see it, but there are some videos. But the first one... First game came out. I've even got the notes on my phone so no one else can see them. Came out in 2015. It was on PS4, Xbox One, PC, Android, and iOS. Now, Brayden, would you like to run the video?
Okay, I am bringing up the Oh, my God. Okay.
So this gameplay of this game involves using various abilities such as sticking to surfaces.
Spider-Man.
To solve puzzles and reach a toaster.
Spider-Man.
Angie, do you know what it is?
I think I do.
We got a video there, Brayden.
That we do.
Yes.
Along the way, players must avoid hazards like dirty floors, knives and pets. Yes, this is the game I Am Bread.
So good.
I've heard of Iron Bread.
You have heard?
So I have heard of Iron Bread, yes.
You get to play as a slice of bread and flip and try. Now, if I'm right, your whole goal is to get to the toaster. Okay, weird game. Show of hands, which is, and maybe say your name for the podcast listeners. Who would play this?
Ben, hell yeah.
Andy Wood and has.
Yeah, 100%. This is very funny.
Andy, you have played this?
So oh, yeah. Talk us through it.
Yeah.
Talk us through what happens.
I haven't played it for a long time, but from memory, so each corner of the piece of bread is a different button prompt. Oh. So, yeah. So you have to work your way from the starting position to the toaster. So you want to try and become toast. That's the goal. But you see all the dirty things on that table? Like you have to avoid things like ants. And you have to avoid the floor, things that get you too dirty. Because that edibility meter up the top, if that gets to zero, you lose.
Oh, okay, the one on the left-hand side. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. If that gets down to zero,
if that gets down to zero, you're too dirty to be eaten. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And is it a level-based thing? Do they get harder?
Yeah, yeah. So there's different levels, different stuff that gets in the way. I think this is fairly early on, so this one's not too bad. But it gets pretty gnarly as it goes on. It's great. It's so good. There's like dirty socks on the floor. Bugs.
Laugh my ass off. For the people listening, it is you're literally a piece of toast, and it is a house. I mean, it looks pretty good too. Like it's
great.
It looks quite detailed, but you've got to flip your way from wherever you start to wherever you finish. Things are breaking along the way. There are ants crawling around. Oh my god, you're on top of a cupboard now. And what happens when you get to be toast?
From memory, you just hop in that toaster and do the next level. Yeah, and just keep ready being for toast. Another level.
No, so this is on Steam, PS4, Xbox One. Do you remember? Is it like a pricey game or?
I think I maybe got it for about $8 on a sale once. It's not much. It's not much. Yeah, see that meter going down when you stay
damage?
On the floor.
No, no, you're on the dirty floor and it's taking edible damage.
You can't go on the floor.
I am not eating
I am
that.
Not toast.
I am not toast. That is fucking great.
It's amazing.
I think we might need to find some of this and stream it.
Oh, you should. It's sensational.
What is the on fire?
It's the rocket. You know, the kitchen rocket.
The kitchen rocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you go into the rocket flame and become toast? Is that a way to cheat?
I don't remember that level specifically. I don't think so.
I reckon that's what this person's trying to do.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe you can be toasted with flame.
It's been a while since I played it.
Is there a toast meter?
There is. In the bottom, you can see in the bottom corner there.
Oh, yeah. And do you have... is that a time limit in the top right-hand corner?
Yes.
So you have a time limit to achieve or times how long it's taking you?
It's going up.
Okay, cool.
Very important question. We've spoken about this previously. This is a very important question. Just want to get Angie's opinion on it. Angie, you ever had French toast?
I actually haven't.
You haven't had French toast?
I haven't had French toast,
okay,
no.
What?
If you were to have French toast, what do you think you would put on it? Would you put something savoury or something sweet?
Oh, it's like a kind of sweet bread, isn't it? Is it sweet?
Well, it's like egg yolk and milk and all this together, and it's fried in a pan.
If it were me, I might go for sweet.
I've got a feeling you're settling an argument here.
Sweet? You'd go sweet?
I don't like sweet food, but okay. It sounds like something I put sweet food with.
All right.
Yeah.
My advice, whenever you do have French toast, no sweet.
No sweet?
Whack some tomato sauce on there.
What?
Are we talking like squeeze bottle tomato sauce?
Squeeze bottle tomato sauce.
Okay.
On your French toast. Absolutely the correct way to eat that stuff.
I like cinnamon butter on mine, but hey.
Well,
I'll give it a go.
Yeah, do it.
I'll give it
a go. Yeah, well, see, you're more open-minded than my co-host.
Or bacon.
That's all I'll
say. Try anything.
What is this? What is this, Brayden? Bouncy.
What the fuck?
I don't know if this was a French toast ad or a bounty ad that you had. Whatever.
It looked like paper towel.
What's the second
game? Second game. Weird game, and would you play it? So this one is from 2022. Came out on Windows and Linux.
Ooh.
So not a huge play base there. It's a survival game about Doug, the astronaut, who's in space on a research expedition, but with a twist. Brayden, would you play the
video? Oh, my. Okay. Okay.
I love it when they laugh before the video comes up.
Okay. Here he is.
Is he a duck?
This is Duck Side of the Moon.
Oh, how have I not seen this?
You love ducks.
I do.
And duck Pink side. Floyd. So
yeah. So, Doug, a talented duck astronaut who gets sent up into space
well,
for...
Well, thank goodness it's a talented duck astronaut. It'd be too dangerous if they got every duck and every duck.
For a research expedition. Oh. But on his journey, he gets sucked into a wormhole and he is transported to a mysterious galaxy. His ship has reset. I don't know what that means. And he's stuck. The brave duck must find resources to improve his gear and fix his spaceship so that he can return home to his friends and family. While doing this, he must overcome dangerous environments as he realizes that he might not be the only one up here. Dum, dum, dum.
Shock twist.
Yes.
Because of time dilation, when he actually does get home again, all his friends and family are dead.
Oh,
but he can contact his daughter through a bookshelf.
No, right. No, that's through bullshit.
Oh,
he can contact his daughter through bullshit.
BS. Oh, there's a raccoon!
Oh,
he's gone for a swim!
Yeah. Jerry!
Like every good raccoon should.
Jerry in space. Raccoon.
So you got a radiation suit module. So yeah, it looks like a survival puzzle game. I get No Man's Sky vibes and things like that, but a duck and stupidity. All right, show of hands and voices. Who would play this?
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
I would play.
Mm-hmm. I think by I would play, you mean buying it when you get home?
I'm actually, I was just thinking, where's my phone? I've got to put this on.
I was going to say, isn't your Steam Deck right there?
Yeah. Just get downloading right
now. Yeah, Duck Side of the Moon.
No, you can't download on this internet. So you can barely run this stream.
You can barely run this show, yeah.
I assume it's not on this list because it isn't out yet. And it's not quite as weird as this. But there is another duck-themed game that I have on my wish list at the moment.
Just hang on, Brayden. I just need to highlight this. Michael Towns in the chat has just come up with No Mallard Sky.
God damn it.
I was wondering what you were laughing at.
God damn it.
That was brilliant, Michael Towns.
Now, Brayden, before you go too far, maybe just don't look something up in case it's on this list later.
Okay.
Make a note and
I'm gonna
do some honorable mentions.
Keep the tab open because I want to shout out this great looking duck game, but we'll get there.
So yeah, keep a tab open and it will fit into honorable mentions if that doesn't come up.
Sounds good.
All right, our next weird game that you might play. So this one is a very simple premise. Now, I know Angie's played this because Angie showed me this game. It's a little weird. It's a little twisted.
God.
It's a little pixelated. If you can just run the video, please, Brayden. This is Shower with Your Dad Simulator.
Woo!
Wow! No, what? No.
No. Please watch this. This game is great. So the premise of the game is simple. You're lost in a random shower room with a few mustache-rocking dads around. But only one of them is your own. You need to quickly find him and take a shower with him. As weird as it may sound, this is how you score points. The game comes with several alternative modes, like Enduro Dad, where you have to...
So good.
We broke Ben. Where you have to identify your dad among the others and keep reappearing in different places.
Sorry, the pixelated Wang sort of threw me out. The small child next to a man with red hair with his todger flapping in the wind sort of made me go, you know what? It's time to leave.
Wait, there is versions called Dadathlon and Dad Divisions modes as well. So now, Angie, you've played this. I've watched you play
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about Shower with Your Dad Sim.
Well, look.
No!
What can you say?
It's not weird because they're father and son.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's other men in the room.
And the point is to avoid them.
Why do I have to see these pixelated
perverts? You are not the father.
Dylan the villain, to get demonetized, we'd have to make money from these things. Townsy says it needs Amiibo support.
Dylan's not on board.
No. But yeah, you have to do it in the quickest way possible and get the right dad.
Yeah.
Are you saying, okay, show of hands and names. Weird game. Would you play this?
Have and would. Yeah.
Ben? Brayden?
Yo, this actually, imagine if you just put this on the TV at like a party and just handed the controller around to people.
And then the police come round.
Oh, you know what? It would be the party that everyone talks about for years.
It would be.
Oh, this is a momentous moment in history. Ben and Dylan are on the same side.
Oh, no.
But yeah, chow with your dad sim, ladies and gem.
Woo.
Ladies and gems. Ladies and germs. Okay. We'll move on from that one. The next one is actually a VR game.
Ooh.
Angie loves VR games.
I do.
Yeah.
Are you VR excited?
I am so VR excited.
VR why excited? Don't get too excited. This one doesn't... It's not a fast-paced game.
Oh, good.
It's a thoughtful and inspired VR game.
Boring.
Brayden, about watching grass grow during the end of the world.
Hell yeah. Give me this. See, this is better than old man dicks.
So... Rain death and destruction upon your foes with your rocket launcher as you fight to the very end to have the most glorious grass in the world.
Oh.
In this immersive, groundbreaking and totally seriously realistic game, you will feel the intensity of watching grass grow as you are viciously attacked and your lawn savaged, all while the threat of planetary annihilation looms over your head. Do you have what it takes to grow the very best lawn like no one ever grew? So you get to watch the...
Sorry, what was that last line?
Yes, it was very Pokemon.
Say it.
Do you have what it takes to grow the very best lawn like no one ever grew?
To trim them is my quest.
But yeah, and it's in VR too.
Amazing.
You can literally sit down. Oh, Townsie's like, it's like watching Hector Dino. Yes, Dylan, probably better than old Mandix. But you got to protect your lawn and watch it grow while others...
As opposed to the previous game where you watch something else grow, you get a lot more trouble.
You don't watch it grow. That would be weird, man.
You're right. I'm stepping over the line there.
Don't make it gross.
Yeah, how dare I?
It was a beautiful story about a family.
Yeah.
It promotes family togetherness.
Yeah, it really, really does. Yeah.
Really does.
And cleanliness.
Yeah, hygiene.
Show of hands and voices. Who would play Watch Your Grass Grow in VR?
I'd give it a crack. Would. Yep. Hell yeah.
100%.
It's a VR game, so it immediately is more fun for even just the silliest person.
Remember the time I played Super Hot in VR and I almost knocked Floppy out?
My God, incredible moment. I wish I had it on camera.
I don't know if you've ever watched the show. If you have, you might know Ben likes karate.
I do karate.
He's been doing it for a long time and gets very
black belt.
Gets very animated when playing Super Hot in VR and almost knocked me the fuck out.
Yes, VR.
Yeah, VR.
It's weird. It wasn't on then, Ben. I know, right? Crazy. I was relapsing.
All right. So, yeah, that's pretty unanimous. We'd all play, what was it called again? Watching Grass Grow in VR.
Nice.
Such a cool name, too. Watching Grass Grow in VR. All right. Next game is a competitive multiplayer. It takes two players on online servers or local multiplayer where Brayden.
Oh, my God.
I think I already know what this is.
Do you want to have a guess, Angie?
Is it Who's Your Daddy?
It is,
yes.
Ben's so nervous right now. No, Ben, don't worry. This is where one person plays the baby, the other person plays the dad. The father must prevent the baby's death through methods such as locking cabinets, placing dangerous objects out of the baby's reach, as the baby attempts to just remove themselves from life in various ways, including drinking bleach, sticking forks in electrical outlets.
I did that.
You did that?
I did that. The dad didn't catch me in time. It was great.
So the original game takes place in a two-story home with several common rooms. The remake has a remastered version of the original house and a new map called the Baby Daddy Academy. Players often swap roles each round. So, yeah. The dad is trying to save the baby. The baby is trying to make the dad a bad parent. And in any way, shape or form, getting really creative to try and end itself while the dad's trying to stop it. Have you played this, Angie?
Yes, I have.
Have you played it a lot?
Not much, but I have very much enjoyed what I've done.
What was the craziest thing that you did? The baby
Yep, I did. I had that once. I won because I stuck the fork in the PowerPoint. I think I got it to the bleach at one point as well. That was quite fun. But
can I just say, one time at a cafe, there was some mothers having a conversation and their kids were just running around. One of the kids got its mother's keys and went to stick it into a PowerPoint to turn it on like a car.
Oh,
that's where this game came from.
Yeah.
I kind of stepped in there and got a bit of a dirty look. But
cool. Your
probably
kid's
necessary.
Not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare I?
Okay. Show of hands and names. Would you play... Who's your daddy?
Have and would.
Ben?
No, thank you.
Brayden.
If I want to be traumatized by a baby dying, I'll play What Remains of Edith Finch again.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, totally play this. This looks hilarious.
Would you be more excited to play as the dad trying to save the baby or is the baby trying to die?
God, no. You got to play as the baby.
Yeah.
100%. Way more fun.
Have you played as both, Angie?
Yeah, once I played as the dad, but I'm team baby all the way.
Team baby.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned a lot about my co-host tonight.
Okay. Next game on the list is nowhere near as dangerous or as exciting or
illegal
or frowned upon. Next one is, I'm going to say it's very much a calming, relaxing, boring as fuck game.
All right.
Which I know Angie loves.
Very Brayden. Excited.
Oh, okay. I'm pleasantly surprised by this one.
Yes.
This is Placid Plastic Duck Simulator.
There we go.
Which I have actually spent quite a bit of time watching Angie play on lunch breaks at work. So experience life as a rubber duck. Placid Plastic Duck Simulator is an experiment to induce calm and bliss. You're up for a reinvigorating stay at your favorite seaside pool or mountain pool if you prefer the snow. You're not alone. More than 100 different ducks will slowly and happily fall into the pool with you, each with their own style and demeanor. Float on the water, sunbathe, dip your beak, go down the slide while the radio is playing a nostalgic tune. Now, Angie, what questions did I have when you played this? Oh, I think I asked, so what can you control?
Yeah. So I showed it to you and you said, cool, so what do you do? What's the aim of the game?
And what is it, Angie?
And basically, the aim of the game is just to have the best time ever collecting ducks.
Can you say it properly, though? What do you do, Angie?
Have the best time ever collecting ducks.
You can't control anything. You watch.
You watch and have the best time doing it is what you do.
You literally don't you don't get to control a duck, though, right?
You don't get to control the duck. They just do their own thing. That's the best part about
it. They float.
They float around. Sometimes they'll bump into each other. So they don't move in front.
There's no story or anything?
There's
fucking nothing.
Not technically, but...
There's a Gene Simmons duck.
But
yeah,
there are little things you can come across that sort of give you a bit of insight into the world.
Oh, okay. So there is a little bit of a thread of narrative. So you could say there is a...
He's going the DuckTales.
Life is like a hurricane here in... Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery.
Might rewrite history.
DuckTales. Woo! Anyway, thank you.
Did you ever watch DuckTales?
Nope.
Oh my God.
That was lovely, though. I enjoyed that.
Have you watched David Tennant in DuckTales?
I have not.
Scrooge McDuck. Cannot recommend it enough. The modern DuckTales is phenomenal.
It's
a great TV show.
Oh man, we're going to so run in early on this one. So you don't do anything. You don't control anything. There are... some ducks have got different themes.
They do.
Yeah, we just
they
saw one.
Do. It's very exciting.
There was a concrete duck and that just sinks to the
it
bottom.
It just sinks straight to the bottom and it stays there because it's made of concrete.
Can
yep.
I be that guy?
There was a fire-breathing duck.
So there's a dragon duck.
Dragon
which
duck.
Breathes flames. Right. And if a flammable duck moves in front of it, it catches on fire.
And what puts it out?
The firefighter duck, of course,
but
which
you can't
shoots
control
out
the
water.
Ducks to go over
no, so you just watch them, and if luck is in your way, then they just move in front of each other and extinguish.
So happenstance, they might extinguish.
They might extinguish if they move in front of each
other. Is there a floppy duck? Because then you can get it to get the duck out.
Maybe in the next update.
But there was a slide, wasn't there? And sometimes they go down the slide.
Yes, so that little pool that you can see there. That
the
is the second
amazing,
area.
The
it's
way.
Amazing. It's great. And then if they move down into that little skinny part at the end, they get sucked back up into the main pool and then they can come back down again.
But not on, not by controlling. Just,
not by
just
controlling,
by
just if they happen to move in that direction.
How many hours have you put into this?
Last I checked about 12, but it's early days. It's early days.
And how many ducks have you got? Look at that, the concrete duck at the bottom of the pool doing nothing.
Yeah, as he does. Oh, this one might go down the slide.
Does it run? Townsie's asked, does it run okay on a steam duck or a bit foul? But yeah, would you say this is one of your top 10 games at the moment?
Right now, yes. I'm obsessed. It's great.
It is.
It's great.
Yeah. I've seen you play quite a bit of this.
Yeah.
All right, I have one more game to bring up.
All right. I'm entranced by that. Don't, this game.
Don't click on this yet.
Okay. How can I... Wait, you want me to stop watching this?
No, you can keep watching this.
Okay, oh, good.
I mean, we just leave and this is the rest of the show?
Look, that one just went down the slide.
It'll only be more entertaining.
Are you going to put this on at work, Brayden?
Yeah, 100%.
Work PC? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, see, look, those little ones. So you can get little ducks as well.
Little Papa ones.
Sometimes they spawn little baby ones.
I love this because I know that you are actually genuinely excited and okay. thrilled right
Before
now.
Before you go on to the next thing, I just have to tell you the most amazing thing I discovered in this. One of the most amazing things as a big list. So one of the ducks I collected looks like a mallard. It came up just before as well, just like a standard little mallard duck. Mm. And there's another duck that looks really dirty. It's like the classic yellow duck, but he's a bit grubby. And they're actually the same duck. I didn't realize. But if you watch the dirty one, when he's floating around, the sort of like he leaves behind like a greasy sort of yellow residue and it washes off of him and he becomes the mallard duck. Whoa. So the mallard duck is actually the dirty duck all along.
I can't believe I'm going to say there are levels to a game where you just watch ducks and don't do anything.
It's you have no idea.
Look at him. Brayden's getting excited about the ducks bumping.
I'm so
it's
into
so good.
This is the exact type of shit I need.
Okay, dude, so get it. Let me ask the question. Weird game. Would you play it?
Have and would.
That, oh, the firefighter duck.
Yeah, there he is. How good.
Okay, so before I answer that, I just have to ask one question. Like we saw just before there's like a Tron type slide. Mm-hmm. Is there a Tron duck?
Oh.
Do you know what Tron is, Angie?
Yes, okay, I do. Cool. Not Tron specifically, but I do have a duck that has like LEDs in it because it's like a PC gaming duck. So it's got like LEDs and like fans in it.
Fans.
Yeah, it's that's like an RGB duck. So like sort of, not specifically Tron, but along those lines.
Can I just point out Townsie's comment? Oh, look at the little duck showering with their duck dad.
Yeah, I saw too many ducks flying in the wind there.
But yeah, see, this is Placid Plastic Duck Simulator. What did you get this on?
I have it on Steam, but you can get it on everything.
And do you remember how much it costs? Is it an expensive game?
No, like I got it for about $2, about $2.50. And then I bought the DLC. 99. The DLC and the base game run me like $10.
Did you just say DLC?
I did say
the
DLC.
What the fuck is DLC?
Two packs of DLC, you get more ducks.
It's duck loadable content.
It is. It is.
All right, Ben, would you play this? Honestly?
Honestly? I have so little time to play video games.
Imagine that you could have this on in the background while roasting.
I don't think the Dino PC would run this.
Yeah, the physics would break it.
That's, yeah. Oof.
Especially if you get a lot of ducks
in there.
Oh, look
at Gerard Way Duck.
It is.
What?
You wouldn't get it.
Is he going to the city?
Is it crazy from My Chemical Romance? Yes. Is he actually?
Yes.
Oh, finally, I get to pay you out about a month.
I'm mad at
you. Legitimately.
Anyway. All right, last game.
Last game. Look, I wanted to end on a high. It's
this is
a bit of a fan favorite.
It's going to be a drug game, isn't it?
It's not going to be a drug game. Oh, I mean, you know what? The people that made this game, so many drugs.
Cool.
There was so much cocaine while making
allegedly.
This game. No, not even. It's just 100%. While making this game.
The views of Floppy are not of that of Hack the Dino or
Brayden?
Anyone else besides on the panel.
Oh, okay.
A few of us will know what this is.
Yep.
A few of us have seen this before.
This one's a
crowd
favorite,
I might add.
Here we go.
Yes! Japan nice. World Cup, where you are requested to place bet on your selected racehorse before the race begins. There is minimal gameplay involved in the fact that there is none. All the player can do is sit and watch to see if their horse manages to win. However, the things in game begin to turn south when both the horses and their riders act strange, intend to baffle the player and induce humour. Some of the horses vary from an African elephant to a giraffe to a Trojan horse. If you'd like to skip forward a little bit, Brayden, and just
God,
remind us
game.
On how much gold is actually in this
I
game.
I love this game so much.
The chopper horse with the pompadour haircut.
My favourite was the pantomime one.
The pantomime.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
That's not a horse.
Zebra.
That's not a horse.
That's definitely not a horse. That's
yes, my boy.
Can you skip forward to a race?
I do love this game.
It is. Oh,
I wish to purchase
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
I would like to find this. I think it was on PS1, if I remember correctly.
No, this will be my mission to find this game at the Toy Fair.
Oh, dude. I looked last time and Look at him go.
Someone out there has to have it.
I like that you can see the full view up the top and then it zooms down and shows the cool shit. If you go forward just a tiny little bit to when they start rounding the second corner probably. Oh, for those listening, we're watching a horse race with a horse that has stockings, another one that's a pantomime horse, and there's a bull, a giraffe, a zebra, a jewel horse, and the guy running the zebra is now doing the we're not worthy pose for no reason. Don't know why.
Because awesome. That's enough reason.
Oh, Dave from Retrospect apparently has these. A set of DVDs in Japan.
Ooh.
Watch that horse on the outside that's coming up. No. Skip forward a little bit more, Braden.
Here he comes
on the outside.
He's coming around the outside.
You know, the normal average horse that does nothing weird.
He's going to go to
get it. It starts flossing. But then somehow it gets faster as well.
Yeah, that's impressive. He knows what
now,
he's doing.
Now, if you can skip to like two-thirds of the way through the video, there was one... That was brilliant. Not pre-planned, I might add. There is now a stripper on top of one of the horses. There's a one. Look at this guy. I could watch this for ages.
This is great.
So look at the bullfighter.
You guys are talking about the duck game. Wow. Duck game. I would watch this just on
holy
loop.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We would, Townsley said, we would all get together and drink and eat pizza while betting on these, playing this game. That's
amazing.
Brilliant.
I think we should do a stream.
There was one of these where I saw the tandem horse started elongating to get ahead.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it became like a giant sausage dog.
I need to get this game. I'm going to
watch. I bet he's going to fall apart. Yeah!
Oh, no.
Stupid pantomime horse.
He did well.
So there. Okay, last time for the night. Weird game. Would you play?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Thumbs up. Let's do it. Find this game.
Absolutely.
We'll make it a mission. So set of DVDs from Japan, Townsy in the chat has said. Not a PS1 game.
It was PS2, wasn't it?
Well, I guess PS2 you could play it on. Cause it's
what's it called again?
DVD. Japan World Cup. Look at him doing sit-ups. Yeah.
Nice.
What a fucking weird game. I feel like this is volume one of this sort of series. I feel like we could do many volumes of weird games and would you play them? Do you reckon? Do you reckon this could be a recurring segment every now and again? What the hell is that? What does it have on it? Oh, it's got like a cowling. Jesus. Yeah, I think we could do multiple segments of weird game would you play. Do you reckon, Ben?
Okay, so here we go.
That giraffe is going to break its neck off.
Japan World Cup 3.
There's three of them?
Yep. So Japan. Oh, is that a T-Rex? No, it's not.
Look at that.
That's the
long horse. Look at him.
Oh, nice. So slow-mo.
Japan World Cup 3 on Amazon.
Does that count?
About $40-odd.
Oh, I'll buy it.
That's so decent.
I'll buy this.
Yeah. It's a Region 2 DVD, though.
No, I don't give a shit.
That's right. My DVD player is region free.
There you go.
Anyway, there we go. Let's do that.
So that's weird games and would you buy them?
What's next, Floppy?
Can I?
Oh, Braden had a thing. Braden
can I
had
give
a thing.
My recommendation?
Sorry, Braden. Did I touch it? I was worried it was going to be Placid Plastic Duck Simulator.
No, it weirdly was not. No, this one's got a little bit more, not to be rude, polish, I would say.
Look at the hatred from Angie.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel like I can win you back, though, with this game. So this game is called Duck Detective, The Secret Salami, in which you play a duck detective and you have to solve the mystery of the secret salami.
This is getting a little bit too weird for Ben again.
This is good.
It looks like Paper Mario.
Looks like a sticker book.
It does.
And you have to solve the case.
It's like Black Sad with ducks and less swearing.
It's the case of the Obra Dinn, but with sticker animals.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never heard of this.
It's in my wish list at the moment.
Yeah, I'd play that.
No, I'd go this.
Hell yeah.
Yes. What does it go for? Like how much?
No idea. It's not even out yet. Like
This is coming soon. Okay.
This pop it on your wish list, folks, because it looks great.
Yep, yeah,
down for
the
that.
Secret salami, duck detective.
Amazing.
And like the whole time he's like in this trailer, at least, I don't know if it'll be for the whole game, he has a really like serious, gritty voice.
Nice.
I really think they missed an opportunity there just calling it the duck detective.
The duck detective.
Puns. Sounds too much like Dictective.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, it did. That's what I thought.
Well, of course you would think that.
They could call him Peck Detective.
Take a shower with your dad.
Anyway.
I have a lovely relationship with my father, thank you.
Speaking of showers with dads.
Whoa. We have a little section now that we do every week called Game Club. Have you heard of Game Club, Angie?
I think I've heard of it, but it couldn't tell you what it entails.
Well, that's where we go into video game stores and club all the games.
Oh.
Yeah, like Baby Seals.
No.
With Baby Seals, sorry.
With, yeah. We bring them
along.
Come
with Baby Seals.
Yep. Got to teach them how to survive.
Yeah. With tough love. Game Club is like book club, but with games.
Oh, yes.
Basically, book club where everyone gets together, reads the same book, and then talks about it.
Love it.
We are doing a version of that where we have all nominated some games that mean something to us that we would love the others to experience, whether it be a good or bad experience.
Mm.
So far, they played my game, and it was a bad experience.
No, it wasn't.
No, you're just right.
I enjoyed it. I tried it. I sucked at it, but that's not.
Unfortunately, I didn't take into consideration age gaps, and Braden, who had never played in a DOS-based game before mice were invented.
Braden's eyes were bleeding.
Yeah. I struggled big time.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, actually.
No, you've got to experience these
things. Apologize.
Yeah. So this...
Incidentally, I want to say, for anyone in the chat, feel free to play these games and put your thoughts in as well as we're reading 100%. Them out. Like, this isn't just us. This is everyone can jump in. Leave a comment in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube, or leave us a comment on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this.
Or just message us on Discord and we'll read out what your thoughts of the game
100%.
Is too.
100%. This is for everyone. We're all part of the game club. So all jump on in and have a game time.
Have a
baby.
Yeah, with your dad.
No more dads.
Ever. No more dads.
No, that's it. Dads are done.
Dads are done.
We're not doing dads anymore.
Fuck
this,
off.
This is going to severely help the planet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Males, fuck off.
It's okay because Ben said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just noticed that we're predominantly male and we've just...
And dads.
So we condemned ourselves.
50% of this panel are dads.
Are you a dad?
Not yet.
No, great, good. No.
One day.
One day.
One dad? What? Anyway,
then
so Game
you
Club.
You can shower with your underage child.
So
yeah, it sounds wrong when I put it like that, isn't it? Yeah, I wonder what that is.
Sounds wrong when it comes from a creepy bald man. Actually, what do those guys look a lot like? They don't like that, do you?
No.
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 We've been playing Shinobi 3, which was one of Anto's favourite games that he had picked for us to try out. Has everyone played it? I have played.
Yes, I played it.
Braden?
I gave it a crack.
You gave it a crack? Who would like to go first as to their thoughts on Shinobi?
Braden, give it a crack.
I was not very good at this game. I feel like, as the resident...
young person?
My first gaming console that I was playing games on was the PS1. So my experience with platformers is very different. My experience with combat is very different.
Sorry, this person who we're watching play has just put it on expert. And I just want to say, fuck off.
Yeah. baby mode.
Yeah, whatever the easiest mode is for me.
Probably enter.
Still struggled. It's not the art style. I can accept how this looks. I think it's fun. It looks really fun. I like what they've done with the art style and everything here. The character designs are fun. I struggled with it because I'm just really not used to side-scrolling platform action games. But I can see the appeal.
So the trick with these games, Braden, especially these older ones, is they're not roguelikes. So the enemies will always appear in the same spot and follow the same pattern. So as you can see there, this person's obviously played it a lot, had his mechanics down where he could run and jump and get a combo of three hits in a row. And part of the fun of these old school platformers is learning that pattern and seeing how cool a move or how quickly he can get past it.
Why are there points?
Because that's how you you know how good you are.
Is that just an old video game thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Super Mario Brothers, for example, there's points.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a battery save, so that gets deleted every time.
I'm going to go with the points were based on... I didn't really watch the points system as to how it went up, but I am assuming it was how many shurikens you threw and like a ratio of misses and hits or how many enemies you went past.
It's just enemies you kill.
Enemies you kill?
Yep.
Yeah. I did play this too. I put a good few hours into it. It took me a while to get my head back into old school sort of gaming
logic.
Thought process. Yeah, logic.
It's
and like
never been a problem for me. I don't understand why.
Because you only play old games.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So remembering, like getting in the habit of remembering patterns and stuff like that. I love this art style of this. I thought it was really cool. I'd never played one of these games. But I had played games of this era and of this, like I played a lot of, you know, Golden Axe and all that sort of shit. So side-scrollers, beat-em-ups, whatever you would like. I like the ninja. I kind of like, I really, it took me ages to figure out how to do that.
What, wall jump?
Well, yeah, but I just couldn't get the timing right. You know how each game, especially of this era, sort of had its specific timing for when you could do things?
Mm.
And it, you know, once you get it, you get it. That guy killed me a few times at first because if you normally just throw shurikens at him, they bounce off his armor, which sucked. So there's a small time where you can get him when he's vulnerable, and that took me way too long to figure out too.
Took me ages as well.
Yeah. But I did make it first through the first few areas, which was really cool. And I would actually probably play this a little bit more. Like, I like the art style. I like the, but I have a nostalgic connection to it as well. I like that sort of static background that sort of moves along. And yeah, it's cool. I like the detail in it.
Yeah, I thought the detail that they were getting out of the sheer amount of pixels it could possibly have was quite impressive. I found the power-ups and stuff to be disappointing in, like, that. Why are they just so basic? Give them a cool style.
Well, I think they...
But you got to remember, Braden, this is a 16-bit machine.
Yeah. Yeah. I really liked...
No voice acting.
No voice acting. I really liked that how your attack differed depending on how close you were to the enemy.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, I really liked
that. That's so really intuitive.
If you were far enough away, you'd throw a shuriken. If you're up close, you'd use like a sword or sweep leg or something like that.
What I liked about it... Took me a solid minute to figure that out.
The shurikens were limited as well. It's not one of these ninja games where you just throw unlimited projectiles. You had to keep collecting and keep finding them.
And your ninja power. Ninjutsu power.
Yeah. So I personally love this game. I've obviously, not being a Sega kid growing up, I never really played any of these games. Mm. This is beautiful to look at, and the soundtrack is simply fantastic.
It was very cool.
It's a very basic side scroller. Obviously, I played it on baby ass baby mode because that's me, baby.
Me too.
I really, really enjoyed playing it. Again, this is 100% in my wheelhouse. This is the type of stuff that I play to relax, is these types of games, and I'm all for this type of style of game being what we play moving forward.
Yeah, no, I really dug it. Thank you, Anto, for getting me to play that.
And I wouldn't have played it had it not been for this.
Angie, is that something that you would try if you were in game club?
Yeah, I'd play it. There's very little I wouldn't play.
That's true.
You probably seen.
Well, I mean, you play the game where you share with your dad and loosen up his...
I mean, I think you maybe...
You're just making it worse than it is, you make man. It,
I didn't make the game.
I also really like this. Like, from one level going through the caves and stuff, the next
you're
on horseback.
This is the best part. This is where the horse splits in half and it's two guys.
I really like this. So the variation in the levels, like this one on horseback with the people running at you and you're at full speed and you had to jump to get the power-ups and stuff. That was really cool. And then the next one was different again. I like this. This is a good game.
No, great game. Great cool. game. And again, I wouldn't have played it. So thank you, Anto, for the suggestion.
Yeah. Now, Angie, do you think... So we're going to do a thing to pick up what game it is that we play for the next fortnight.
Mm.
Do you think you would play it and then send us in some insights as to what you thought?
Yeah.
We don't ask for anyone to finish it. You just have to try it.
Just play
if you love it, you can continue to play it and play it all. If you hate it, just play enough to be able to talk about it.
We didn't ask the would you play it again in your own time.
Oh, I would definitely play this again in my own time.
100% I would as well. Braden?
Yeah, I feel like out of just like pure curiosity, like I would want to try to get further in it and like at least like really feel like I'm getting to grips with it.
Sorry. The ninja is not in Japan anymore, but is in futuristic America for some reason, which has made me love this game even more.
But once again, the variation in the level. Cool.
He's in space.
He's in a Sonic level.
Yeah, but it's now, instead of going side to side, you know, in an elevator, the enemies are coming from side to side. You got to watch both of them. It's just cool. But yeah,
now he's
I would
in
totally.
A shower with his dad.
I would totally play this in my own time.
Yeah, no, this is great. Anyway, sorry. All right. What you're saying.
So we've got a whole bunch of games still to pick from. So what I'm going to get Braden to do is to roll a dice. And if it's an even number, it'll be a Braden game. If it's an odd number, it'll be a Ben game.
All right, what do we got, Braden? Bring up. Let's go. D20.
Two-sided die.
D20. Let's go.
D20.
13.
Oh, odd number. All right, so it's a Ben game. Ooh, so Ben has Super Mario Brothers 3, Wolfenstein 3D, WWF No Mercy, or Pokemon Pinball.
Let's go. So number 4.
So we want to die a 4-sided dice, please.
And we're playing
Wolfenstein 3D! Yeah! I fucking love this game.
Yeah! Brad, so, you ever played Wolfenstein 3D, the very first person shooter that ever came out?
I have not, but I'm very curious about it.
I played this in 1993 when Brayden, it came out.
Brayden, do you like shooting Nazis?
I love shooting Nazis.
Brayden, do you like shooting Hitler?
I love shooting Hitler.
Brayden, after you've shot and killed Hitler, do you want to shoot Hitler again after he's been transformed into a giant robot?
No, spoilers.
That sounds like a delight.
Brayden, you're going to love this game, baby.
Have you seen this game, Angie?
I've seen it. I've played a bit of it. And just so you know, you can play this in Goat Sim 3 as well. Just saying. There is a Wolfenstein segment in Goat Sim 3.
I'm looking up right now.
Yeah.
I love this game so much. But Ben, it's your game. You tell us what it means to you and why you chose this.
All right. So obviously the very first...
Yes,
Dylan the Villain in the live chat's joining in. Brilliant. I want to hear Dylan's...
Send through your ideas.
Yep, okay. Again, if you want to play Wolfenstein 3D in the next 2 weeks, please go ahead, play it, and get through to us on Discord or via email with your thoughts on Wolfenstein 3D if you've never played it. So Wolfenstein 3D was the very... So Angie, have you heard of shareware?
Yes.
What is your knowledge of shareware?
Drawing a blank right now completely, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay,
why don't you tell me?
I certainly will. this is amazing.
Oh my God. It's also butt scooting through.
Yeah.
So when Wolfenstein 3D came out, we didn't really have the internet. If you wanted to get a game, you had to get a physical copy.
Mm-hmm. And by not really had the internet, we didn't have it at all.
No, you had to get it on a disc, or as someone your age may know it as a save icon. And what shareware was companies would basically give out discs with the first level of a game on it. And then if you wanted it, you sent a money order, which was a piece of paper you took into the bank and you gave them money and they gave you a piece of paper with a signature saying, yes, you've given me this much money.
Amazing.
And then it'd get mailed to them and they'd take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm from the 1950s. Shut up.
So, yeah, they would give you the first bit for free. Once like when you start cocaine.
But what they encourage people to do would be to copy that disc and give it to your friends.
Mm.
So, that's why it was called shareware. You shared it around in the hopes that basically people buying the game, people playing the shareware would invest in the game.
Yeah.
The best part about it, though, is that when you bought a code, there was just one code. It was just one code to unlock the whole game.
Yeah.
So if you knew someone in your school who bought the code, you got yourself the whole game, baby. And it was like that for Doom.
But
it was like that for Commander Keen.
Amazing.
Having said that, those games got so widely played and they still made so much money off of them.
Yeah. Wolfenstein 3D, as I said, was the very first person shooter. Very first one that ever came out.
Doom came out afterwards.
Correct. And this game is, I just can't explain it. It had secret levels.
Yeah. Doors. You had to look for walls that had different colors.
Percentages of completed. Mm. I don't think a game had had percentages of if you'd 100%ed the level or not. Oh my God, that game that they're playing is Captain Cosmic.
Yep.
Oh, I played that game too.
But
you know, this isn't making it any easier for me trying not to buy a Pentium 2 so I can play these games as opposed to the browser games I can play on any computer right now.
I loved the display of health in Wolfenstein 3D.
Oh, as his face sort of degrades as you get
Your face would get bloodier and more beat up as you got lost health.
Brayden, there is a trigger warning on this game though. There are, and I'm being deadly serious here, there's German Shepherds in it and you have to shoot them.
Oh.
But they don't look super realistic, so it's okay.
Do they have a Nazi symbol on them?
Well, they
yeah, they're Nazi dogs.
They kiss the Nazis. I've seen them do it.
They like these German Shepherd Nazi apologists.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Go with that.
They shout. Oh, is that Jazz Jackrabbit?
Jazz Jackrabbit. Hell yeah.
Jazz Jackrabbit.
If you ever wanted to be a green bunny who ripped off Rambo, Jazz the Jackrabbit is your bag baby.
I played the heck out of that. Love, fuck, I love Shareware.
Oh, Shareware's so great. Did I tell you the story about a friend of the show, Julian, getting Commander Keen?
Yes, I think you told it on the last show.
Did I tell that last show, Brad?
But feel free to say it again for those that weren't watching.
Friend of the show and fellow Super Retro Squad member, Julian Ghost Games. We were out doing our retro hunting. We came across some PC games and I got Blood, which is another first-person shooter from sort of that era.
You got me June.
I got you June, that's right.
On 3.5-inch floppy disks.
And Julian said, oh, guess what I found the other day? I said, oh, what's that? And he said, oh, Commander Keen. Shareware disc. And I went, oh, because Commander Keen was one of my games. And he found a shareware disc in Savers for $30. And I went, oh, and he goes, oh, I sold it already. And I went, of course you did. And he goes, yeah, but I sold it for $180 or something. And I went, yeah, right, that's fair.
Could have
enough.
Sold that to you for $60, double your money.
Well, no, he said he was going to give it a week. And if it was still there after a week, he was just going to give it to me for $30, what he paid for it. It lasted less than 24 hours.
Yeah, of course.
So, but, shareware. Anyway, what are we talking about?
So, we're all going to be playing Wolfenstein 3D. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know what it's time for now?
What is it time for now, Ben?
Ba-da-da-dum. You're ready for quiz?
No, quiz on your face.
Angie, you're a fan of quizzes?
I'm not very good at them. So
good.
Neither's interesting.
Floppy, so we're in good company here. Good. Basically, I have four questions. Two from me, two from... Patreon producer, Patreons. Did I say that right? Producer
Patreons.
Level Patreons, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Towns and Dylan the Villain.
Those two people in the chat right now, you can see they put in a question.
I have a question. Four possible answers. If you think you know it, you have to wait until I've finished and then yell out your name and whoever's first gets to answer first. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out and the other questions are up for grabs.
Standard multiple choice rules.
Yeah. Did you go to uni at all?
Oh, briefly.
Now, you know about multiple choice.
Didn't even finish high school. Fucking hell.
That's right. I dropped out of uni as well. Uni's for jerks and people who want success.
Brayden.
I dropped out too.
All right. So, as of last quiz, we have Zach Sabbath on 1, Jazz on 1, Anto on 4, Brayden on 5, and Floppy on 6. Floppy took 6 months off, by the way. Anyway.
And then caught up to show. I'm quite good at knowing useless shit. I don't know if you've met me.
So I have had a very busy week this week. So I haven't actually read what Townsy and Dylan sent me. I just copied and pasted it.
Oh, so Townsy will be a long question.
This is... I have no idea what this is. So bear with me. Okay. First question. Michael Towns. Iconic for its initial appearance in Guitar Hero 3... Through the Fire and the Flames by Dragon Force has been used in the soundtrack for a fair number of games. Which, if these four titles did not include the song? Of. A. Rock Band VR. B. Brutal Legend. C. Need for Speed Undercover. Or D. ATV Off-Road Fury Pro.
Floppy.
Floppy?
Joy's Need for Speed.
Correct.
Nice.
Good get.
Man, did you know that or...?
That just made sense. I played Brutal Legend.
Okay, so you knew it was in there.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Do you know that was the song that my daughter used to fall asleep to when she was a baby?
That's weird.
That, like, I thought that anger issues. That is not a chill song.
Well, that's what I thought, but, you know, you used to put her to sleep. Or, you know... Concussor, one of the two.
Yeah. Just the reverberations from the bass.
That's right. Next question is from
Dylan the Villain.
Dylan the Villain.
Dylan the Villain.
Dylan asks, Shigeru Miyamoto's first game, Devil World, was never released outside of Japan for what reason?
Uh-huh.
A. It was never translated. B. A massive copyright dispute. C. It was outright banned in the US. Or D. Miyamoto just decided not to release it at all. You know what? Any four of those is plausible.
And if you want to answer, just yell out your name.
Ooh. I'm not familiar with that one. I'd be going in blind.
I'll give you a hot tip. That's what we do most of the time.
Good to know.
All right. Is anyone going to have a crack?
I'll take first swing.
All right.
Go.
Brayden.
D.
Incorrect. because you got three options remaining.
Okay, so you can ask that.
It was never translated. Massive copyright dispute, or just outright banned in the US.
All right, Floppy. Yeah.
Floppy?
Aye.
It was never translated?
Yep.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
Let me just point this out. We're talking about a game called Devil World.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's some religious context.
I feel like Angie might get on the scoreboard.
Of the bad kind.
What were the other two options again?
Angie, do you see what I'm trying to say?
Oh, can I please try and
yeah,
have a guess?
Of course you can.
Can I say C?
You certainly can and be correct. It was outright banned
in
the US.
Say, hang on. Can you tell us what the answer is for C, Angie?
Bloody America.
It was outright banned, Bobby. You should learn to listen, man.
Ouch.
Okay, here we go. Question number three. Now, I've tried to go for a broad spectrum here. Okay.
Okay.
Just taking into account everyone's... interest,
neurodivergency.
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
That
like,
too.
They're just taking in a broad spectrum and trying to find something that everyone
general
will be
knowledge.
Able to, yeah, you know, participate in. In Goat Sim 3, what game do goats like to play? Is it A, goat ball, B, hoof ball, C, ball ball, or D, ball foot?
Oh, see, this is a multiplayer game which I actually don't do much in this, but I'm going to guess.
Yes.
You got to say your name.
Oh, Angie.
Thank you.
And
Ben will pick you up on technicalities.
Oh, oh no. Oh, this is going to be really embarrassing if I get this wrong. Yeah, can I go A?
No, you can't.
No.
Because I'm a nice guy. Because.
Angie, you're getting your
other
shot.
Can I go B?
Yeah, correct.
What was it?
Hoofball. It was between those two for me.
Yeah.
They're multiplayer games in the game, and I don't play the multiplayer games.
Okay.
I'm a single player goat simmer.
No
okay.
friendly.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready for yep. Here we go. Final question. So, Angie, you got that one correct as well. So you're on
well
two
done,
now.
Angie.
Well done. Okay, here we go. Last game. Last question, sorry. In the classic game, Goat Sim 3, what is the name of the dam on the island? Is it A, Big Block, B, the goddamn, C, the goat dam, or D, the hoofer dam?
Angie, D.
Correct!
Yeah!
That's great.
I just want to say,
hoofer dam.
I was really pleased with B, which is the goddamn.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
If I was going to guess, that's the one I was leaning towards.
So at the end of that round, we've got Zach
dam.
On one.
Hoofer dam.
Jazz on one. Angie on three, Anto on four, Braden on five, Floppy on seven.
I love that one. You're here for one show and you've already overtaken half the other people that have appeared.
But like, Goat Sim questions and one I had to be handed the answer to because even I didn't remember that one.
Take
I'm
can,
not
mate.
Taking
Take
that win,
can.
I don't think.
Angie, do you have anything you like to plug to the many people who consume this show with their ears and eyes and mouth and nose? Head, shoulders, knees and toes.
Anything of yours that you'd like to share? If you don't, that's okay.
You don't have to.
Is there anything that you'd like that you would like other people to view?
I like lots of things. I think anyone who's feeling a bit of stress from this week should check out Placid Plastic Duck Simulator.
I was going to say Goat Sim 3.
Or Goat Sim 3. There's sort of different energy. If you want to just relax and watch some nice calming ducks... Option A, if you want to unleash havoc and rain hell down upon some NPCs, then option B.
Excellent. But,
perfect. Mm. I love that. It's, you know, choices.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of day you're having.
Yeah.
Floppy.
Yeah.
Yes, mate.
What pluggles do you have to plug?
What pluggles? I got many pluggles. You're not allowed to see my pluggles.
That's Puggles. Puggles. Wasn't that an animated series?
Puggles. It was also a beanie bag type doll you could get.
Was it? It
looked like a mole.
I thought it was an animated... Braden, can you just do a quick search for Puggles?
But you can jump over to Instagram and hit up Floppy Plays Games where you can see pictures of things that I have purchased with my hard-earned money that I may or may not get around to playing one day or things that I just...
Puggles!
See that thing on the left? Looks like a mole.
Can you look up Puggles animated show?
A Puggle is a baby echidna.
Yeah.
It's without the spikes.
Right.
Yeah, it's a baby echidna.
Oh, the way Townsie knew that in the live chat straight away.
Yeah, it's a puggle.
Right, okay, Townsie, next live show, quiz on your face is going to be, what's a puggle? If you don't get it, I'm disappointed. But yeah, you can go to Floppy Plays Games, check me out there on Instagram and look at all the cool things. I added a post today, actually, because I remembered. Something with some things that I picked up this week.
Cool.
I picked up a couple of games this week. I picked up Elix on the PS5, which is like an open world RPG. I think it came out and everyone sort of just didn't care. But it's got like, you can flick between a sci-fi world and a fantasy world. It looks pretty cool. And I picked up Fist of the Shadow Star. Torch, I think it's called, where you play like a rabbit with a mechanically enhanced fist. Mm. And it's like a platformer. Mm. That looks cool. Got that on Switch.
Brayden.
I'm trying to bring up visual aids.
Okay. So yeah. we'll stall for time.
There we go. Elix 2 and Fist. Is it called Fist Shadow of the Torch?
Forged in Shadow Torch.
Mm. How do you read that?
How do you read that?
I just remembered it was called Forged in Shadow Torch.
Gone, wow.
And then I read that it was called Forged in Shadow Torch.
Yeah, that has got a kick-ass rabbit. Think Jazz Jackrabbit, but with a mechanical punching arm. Which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
You mean like Kong?
Yeah. Kong Glove.
Oh, man. That's a movie. Greenlight Comics. You should check it out. It's a cool little shop that I work at a lot. And it's great fun. Comics are good. It's a good time.
Comics are good. Especially if you're watching X-Men 97. There might be some storylines you might want to look into.
Yeah.
E for Extinction, for example. No reason.
It's getting a new printing, so it's a great time for it to release.
Grant Morrison, Frank Quitely.
That's
what a duo. And then towards the end of the run, Mark Silvestri, which was always quite nice, but colouring. Yeah.
But otherwise, you can catch me weekly on Millennial Movie Talk and MMT, movie, TV, and WWE podcast. Our most recent episode was all about the finale of Invincible Season 2 and WrestleMania. Alex and I proceeded to talk about WrestleMania for about 40 minutes at the end of the episode. So it's about almost double the length of normal episodes.
Everyone else just went home.
Yeah. Michael did legitimately have to leave. And then Chris is not into wrestling. So he kind of just, he went and made a cup of tea, came back, was playing Hearts of Iron 4.
Was it a cup of Liberty?
And the Helldivers.
It's a game, Ben.
But yeah, it's good fun.
I host a video game podcast. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I also, besides hosting a video game podcast where we talk about video games, Floppy, have a little thing I do on the side called Super Retro Squad. You may have heard of it. Probably not, but who cares about your opinions? Where we go out and go hunting for all the retro goodness. I sometimes find some good stuff. Sometimes I have to rig it, but you didn't hear that part. So.
Have you started having to rig it?
What's in this Wii I found three times already?
No, they are all legit. 100%. They are all legit. It's not because those videos get 7,000 views. It's because they are actually all legit. But Super Retro Squad.
He finds Wii's and Wii U's out in the room and then does a video to see what was left inside of it.
Oh,
probably not this one, Brayden. This one's the troll one.
This one's the long one.
Yeah. So I usually, with the Wii's, we play the Zelda chest opening theme. And then Julian sent me a video that was like 40 seconds long because he kept fumbling with it, pressing the button. So I just got the troll opening the chest thing where it just keeps going and going and going and going.
Nice.
And one of the comments on there was just like, why are you edging me?
Just done.
And then another comment on there was someone went, what a waste of my time. 44 seconds. It's Just Dance. I went, wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Imagine lucky it wasn't 50 seconds. You'd have died.
But yeah, Super Retro Squad, we go out, we go hunting, we find some stuff. It's a good time. We'll both be at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair. We'll hopefully find some stuff, sell some stuff and everything.
Some Wii's to open stuff.
I did find a Pokemon Sapphire for $6 the other week.
Jesus, so real one?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. It was great.
Hey Ben, just very quickly ending the show with thoughts on a thing that I literally just saw on YouTube as I was bringing all this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar, Fortnite. What's going on here?
Well, you know how Aang is the guardian of peace and tranquility and balance.
Yep.
The one thing we've learned from the United States is peace is a gun. So Aang needs to walk around with an AK-47 blowing away some mothers.
Yep.
That's how it works.
That's a bit weird. I got turned off this season when I saw Zeus carrying a gun.
Yeah. I mean. Honestly, the character models look fucking sensational.
They do look amazing.
The mythic abilities where like you can throw fire and water and you can have a skin. Oh, man.
Aang, more like bang.
And there's a cabbage emote as well. But yeah, I'm really torn because I kind of want it because I really like that, but I'm just going to keep playing as the Green Goblin, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Do you play Fortnite, Angie?
I played it a bit when it first came out. Haven't played it for a long time.
Probably should play with some cool guys.
Well, I would if I was invited to play a little private party.
I quite often play with a friend of the show, V to the Z, who you'll say no. We would make a great team, I think.
Sounds good.
All four of us, you twit. I was referring to.
Guess I've been replaced then. But you know who won't be replaced? The people who support this show through Patreon.
Oh, yes.
So I'd like to say is thank you to Seth, a.k.a. Sutica.
Sutek?
Yep, sure. Yeah. Ash Knight, Karen Knight, Dylan Villain, Triple Indie, Michael Towns, and...
Game Boy Dad,
who came second in a latte art competition that I was hosting for 17
Congratulations.
Hours. Yeah, well done, Game Boy Dad. But we've been Hacked the Dino. This has been the part where you turn off, but we sneakily got in the content before you could. So ha ha ha, eat a crap, you smelly man. Angie, is there anything you'd like to say to the people out there in the old gaming verse?
I was waiting for
I'm going to go with Floppy and say no.
No. Brayden. You know what to do.